Harry pushed open the closet door. The entrance hall was deserted. As quietly and quickly as they could, they darted out of the closet and down the stone steps. The shadows were already lengthening, the tops of the trees in the Forbidden Forest gilded once more with gold.
"If anyone's looking out of the window,"
Hermione squeaked, looking up at the castle behind them.
"We'll run for it,"
said Harry determinedly.
"Straight into the forest, all right? We'll have to hide behind a tree or something and keep a lookout." "Okay, but we'll go around by the greenhouses,"
said Hermione breathlessly.
"We need to keep out of sight of Hagrid's front door, or we'll see us. We must be nearly at Hagrid's by now."
Still working out what she meant, Harry set off at a sprint, Hermione behind him. They tore across the vegetable gardens to the greenhouses, paused for a moment behind them, then set off again, fast as they could, skirting around the Whomping Willow, tearing toward the shelter of the forest. Safe in the shadows of the trees, Harry turned around. Seconds later, Hermione arrived beside him, panting.
"Right," she gasped. "We need to sneak over to Hagrid's. Keep out of sight, Harry."
They made their way silently through the trees, keeping to the very edge of the forest. Then, as they glimpsed the front of Hagrid's house, they heard a knock upon his door. They moved quickly behind a wide oak trunk and peered out from either side. Hagrid had appeared in his doorway, shaking and white, looking around to see who had knocked, and Harry heard his own voice.
"It's us. We're wearing the invisibility cloak. Let us in, and we can take it off."
"You shouldn't have come,"
Hagrid whispered. He stood back, then shut the door quickly.
"This is the weirdest thing we've ever done," Harry said fervently. "Let's move along a bit," Hermione whispered. "We need to get nearer to Buckbeak."
They crept through the trees until they saw the nervous hippogriff tethered to the fence around Hagrid's pumpkin patch.
"Now?"
Harry whispered.
"No," said Hermione. "If we steal him now, those committee people will think Hagrid set him free. We've got to wait until they've seen he's tied outside."
"That's going to give us about 60 seconds, said Harry. This was starting to seem impossible. At that moment, there was a crash of breaking china from inside Hagrid's cabin.
"That's Hagrid breaking the milk jug," Hermione whispered. "I'm going to find Scabbers in a moment."
Sure enough, a few minutes later they heard Hermione's shriek of surprise.
"Hermione," said Harry suddenly, "what if we just run in there and grab Pettigrew?" "No," said Hermione in a terrified whisper. "Don't you understand? We're breaking one of the most important wizarding laws. Nobody's supposed to change time. Nobody. You heard Dumbledore. If we're seen..."
"We'd only be seen by ourselves and Hagrid."
"Harry, what do you think you'd do if you saw yourself bursting into Hagrid's house?"
said Hermione.
I'd think I'd gone mad," said Harry. "Or I'd think there was some dark magic going on." "Exactly. You wouldn't understand. You might even attack yourself. Don't you see? Professor McGonagall told me what awful things have happened when wizards have meddled with time. Loads of them ended up killing their past or future selves by mistake."
"Okay," said Harry. "It was just an idea. I just thought..." But Hermione nudged him and pointed toward the castle. Harry moved his head a few inches to get a clear view of the distant front doors. Dumbledore, Fudge, the old committee member, and McNair, the executioner, were coming down the steps.
"We're about to come out," Hermione breathed.
And, sure enough, moments later, Hagrid's back door opened, and Harry saw himself, Ron, and Hermione walking out of it with Hagrid. It was, without a doubt, the strangest sensation of his life, standing behind the tree and watching himself in the pumpkin patch.
"It's okay, Beaky, it's okay,"
Hagrid said to Buckbeak. Then he turned to Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
"Go on, get going."
"Hagrid, we can't. We'll tell them what really happened. They can't kill him."
"Go! It's bad enough without you lot in trouble and all."
Harry watched the Hermione in the pumpkin patch throw the invisibility cloak over him and Ron.
"Go, quick! Don't listen."